Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I was watching a lot of these single moms that were coming through our church, and they had nobody. They were alone. And so I began to do a little soul searching, and so I went online and discovered that we have, in our two zip codes around our church, we have over 23 single parent homes.
Whoa.
And over two-thirds of those are single moms, and the others are men. And so it's an epidemic deal that's
kind of
all over, and realize we got to do something about this. So we heard about the retreat that was coming up, and so we got on board with that, and we got our church involved financially. And then we also sent our single moms up to the retreat. We paid their way, and we gave them spending money.
Wow, you did. That's fantastic.
Can you imagine spending money?
Wow.
Well,
God bless
for,
you.
Well, for some of them, though, it just would break my heart. I would have a single mom come up to me, and she said, "Pastor, thank you so much for sending me to this. This is my annual vacation. One night and two days. And I thought, you know what? There's a group of people here. And I went to sixth chapter, verse one, and began to read there. And the Greeks were complaining to the Hebrews that their widows were not being taken care of. Said, this is not right with the distribution. Something's not happening here. And they felt responsible as a church, and they took steps to make that right.
That is fantastic.
So we had followed through with that, and we said, you know what? This is the modern day. It's like the modern day widows we have among
us.
They're deserted, and who's going to be there for them? So I really felt passionate about this. I talked with our pastor, Jerry Strangquist. I said, we need to get on board with this. This is something that these ladies are, they're amazing people. They're beautiful people. They're God's creation. And nobody's watching out for them. Who's in their corner helping them through this? And so I felt really passionate about it. So we've gotten on board with that, and our church again this year is doing this similar thing to help send the group out. But we try to do what we can in our own church to help embrace the single women. We have a Valentine's Day. I'll just back up to that. A couple years ago, my wife and I, on Valentine's Day, is the day that most single women are forgotten. So we went out, and we were going to get roses for them, but it's so cold in Minnesota they would freeze when we took them to the door.
Yeah, exactly. So, kind of depressing when you think about
it. So I got a real nice bag of chocolates, a real nice card that we wrote a personal message in there, just letting them know you are loved by your church and your pastors. And we gave that to them. And the next Sunday, I mean, the overwhelming, the people would just burst into tears when they would see us. And so this was a little way that we could say thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.